Welcome to Life Coach Healer, where I empower you to live your dream life.
6 steps on manifesting your desires. Step one. The first step to successfully manifest your desires is to set our intention. We all make conscious choice to have what we want. If you're not sure what it is that you really want, just take a moment to imagine yourself having or achieving it already. Think about how does it make you feel. Try to picture what it feels like to have it. Sometimes we give up on wanting something when we believe that we can't have it. Although we don't stop actually wanting it, we just deny ourselves the desire. This is based upon the fear of disappointment, and the fear of disappointment undermines our intentions. We are afraid that we won't get or achieve what we want, so we give up and deny ourselves the opportunity to even try. You must really, truly desire what you are affirming within your entire body and soul, mind, and spirit. Our intention is the first step to successfully manifesting our desires. Don't be half-hearted about it. Your body and soul will resonate with your affirmations as they do not truly reflect who you are in your life path. Step two. The second step in achieving your goal or achievement is committing to having it. This entails being willing to have it and have all that it entails. No ifs, buts, or maybes. Do not be half-hearted about it. You must be very precise. This step requires you to focus upon your true intention and to experience the commitment and conviction that you have in it. You must be committed to your true desires in order to attain them. Step three. This step is all about affirmations and affirming what it is that we want. Stating out loud or writing down your affirmation is claiming what you want and affirming it. The more you do it, the better. As each affirmation activates your intention, this begins to establish it in the physical realm. The sound of our voice creates a waveform of energy, and the power of your intentions and clarity of visualization gives the affirmation extra strength and endurance. In order to visualize the attainment of your goal, you must experience it as fully as you can in the here and now. A vision board is another positive way to affirm and manifest your desires. Each of these actions will reinforce your inner conviction and affirms your goals to the universe. Step four. The fourth step is to successfully manifesting is by appreciating and being grateful for what we already have in our lives today, as well as for what it is to come. Give thanks for the manifestation as if it's already taken place. Be generous in your thanks and act as though it is already a part of your life and be grateful for it. Step five, letting go is the fifth step. Often this step is the most difficult for all as it entails that you release your goal to the universe so that your order can be taken, prepared, and delivered. You need to let go in order for your goals and desires to come to fruition for you. Remember to be thankful and positive for all that you have and all that is yet to come to your life. Have faith and trust that your goal or desire is on its way to you right now. The final step, step six, is to relax. Enjoy your life knowing that you have taken all the steps to successfully manifest your goals and desires. Know that your prayers have been heard and wait for your miracles to happen in divine right timing. The steps to successfully manifest can be achieved through work, patience, faith, and trust. These are the 6 steps in manifesting your desires.